Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Shocking Blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, great member of our Brain Trust, the chief business correspondent at U.S. News, the author of Rebounders. Rick, give us some websites, please.
My book info is at rickjnewman.com.
All right. And also usnews.com?
usnews.com/Rick Newman.
All right. So check that out, folks. He's a very prolific writer reporting on a lot of different issues. We're talking about the Washington budget scene, ladies and gentlemen, because this is really having an impact. This whole unbelievable dysfunction, Jersey Shore in Foggy Bottom, you know, it's just ridiculous up there. But this is having an effect on our businesses out here on Main Street, and the way the government runs their business, Rick, long term is going to depend, especially when interest rates go up, and it's going to get out of hand. And it's going to come directly crashing down on Main Street. So that's the reason why I think it's important to talk about these things, Rick.
Well, everybody has, everybody's eyes glaze over during all these budget negotiations. And that's, in a way, that's a good thing, because back when this really started to become seriously dysfunctional in 2011, everybody freaked out when they couldn't come to a deal. The stock market fell by 7% during that debt ceiling mess back in 2011. And what's been happening this year is, they're going through the same motions, and they're waving their arms the same way and yelling, pay attention to me, I'm going to hold the government hostage, blah, blah, blah. And we're all kind of saying, whatever. Just, you know, continue on. But I mean, I'm very surprised that the stock market has continued to hit new records after these big spending cuts.
I'm shocked about this. It doesn't seem to be fazed by anything, which is really scarier than anything to me. If the stock market is not paying attention to some of these indicators that I'm concerned about, and I think a lot of people on Main Street are concerned about, that tells me that they're a little bit out there operating in their own world, Rick. But that's another story. You and I have talked about that in the past. Don't get me off on that soapbox. But let's come back to the Ryan's budget. And you say in an article recently that it's all about Medicare. Why is he? Is it because of the baby boomers coming up?
Yeah, it's two things. It's the baby boomers who are going to swell the enrollment
swelling.
Of Medicare. Are swelling. It's just starting. Yeah. That's right. And it's because health care costs have typically gone up by 3 to 4 times the inflation rate. So if the inflation is 2%, health care inflation is typically 8%. So now that has been coming down a little bit, but it's still much greater than regular inflation.
Right.
And those two factors are just going to make this one program and other government health programs, including Medicaid, and there are a few others.
And
they're just going to become completely unaffordable.
And 50 million Americans on food stamps. That's unsustainable.
That's not as big a problem as the others. I think that's actually easier to solve. Or at least in theory it is. And the problem with Medicare is we are going to have to either find a way to make to lower health care costs, which no one has been able to do, or we're going to have to take benefits away from people, or really, really raise taxes on
everybody
else.
What do you think about the voucher system?
I think Ryan is setting a target that's never going to happen, but he's on to something. So the reason, what I've been saying is, Paul Ryan's budget is not going to go into effect, but don't dismiss it because he's outlined at least an idea with regard to Medicare, and we could end up seeing something like that in the future. And my point
is, it's a form of means testing,
right? It's means testing, but it's also, you know, when you get through all the phraseology and the buzzwords, it basically is, people are just going to get lower benefits for Medicare, and they're going to have to pay more out of pocket.
Yeah.
And that's not just a Republican fantasy. That is just mathematical reality.
Yeah.
So people need to be paying attention to that and preparing, not just paying attention, but preparing for it and knowing that this is coming. Social Security is not the thing that's at risk. It's Medicare.
Yeah.
And people need to know that.
We've got $16 to $17 trillion in national debt, folks. But in terms of contingent liabilities, and they're not even so contingent anymore, we're looking at $70-80 trillion, right, aren't we, out in the future with all these different programs, Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera, Social Security.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. But, Jim, don't bring everybody down that bad. I mean, we have the capability to solve these problems.
We can turn it around. That's right. We can turn around. But we
just need good leadership.
That's exactly right, and that's what we've got to do, folks. We've got to start sending people to Washington who will actually govern. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always enjoy it.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. News Chief Business Correspondent. His book is called Rebounders. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.